Fort Worth wants voters to approve an increase to the hotel occupancy tax rate. Downtown Fort Worth Inc. Sandy Taft says that would bring in almost $10 million a year.
The use of that revenue paid by visitors will help fund the second phase of the convention center's expansion.
And that would match the hotel tax rate in Houston and Austin. Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker cannot endorse or speak against the idea, but she does say the city needs to keep getting ready for its growth as a destination.
It is incredibly important to not just the importance of the downtown Fort Worth community, but for Texas at large, as we continue to be one of the fastest growing cities in need of a convention center that reflects that.
Fort Worth is already paying for the first part of the expansion that includes new equipment and straightening Commerce Street. Phase two would pay to replace the arena with a more modern building and does not have organized opposition. Early voting runs through April 30th with Election Day May 5th. Then a separate election for primary runoffs is coming up later in May. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.